Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com. And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And Professor Staccato is playing one of my relative songs, Johnny Rivers. How do you like that?
Very nice.
Worked it right into the program. Very good. Okay. All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on Lawyers Who Needs Them. If you'd like to send us a question, you can do so by simply sending it to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. We welcome your questions, and we'll answer your questions that you send us this week on our next program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
Can't touch that. Don't touch that.
I ain't gonna touch it.
Okay.
I ain't touching nothing.
All right, it's time for the segment of the show where we talk about those folks who are privileged.
Right.
And how they use that privilege.
And act like wackos.
Well, Mel Gibson, pretty quality guy, you know, he's got himself in a little hot water, but he's filed for a restraining order against his ex-girlfriend, who is the mother of their seventh-month-old daughter.
That's correct.
So now, what is it, you could tell specifically, but what is a restraining order?
Well,
how does it work, and what is he involved in?
Depends on what they want to restrain. They might want to restrain the mother from seeing the child. They might, it might be like a non-molestation order where you're not allowed to get near another person.
Okay.
For reasons that you set forth in. But in any, this guy, he's an Oscar-winning Mel Gibson who made, who was suing this ex-girlfriend. She was his girlfriend. Now they got in a fight, and they have a seven-month-old daughter, Lucia, and they're and he I guess, let's say, who's suing for whom? He's Australian, I guess.
Yes.
And he was hanging around with this Russian musician, Oksana Grigorieva. You can't pronounce those Russian names.
Oksana. That's a very common Russian name, actually.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's my Oksana. Middle name.
Well, I know that. I thought yours was ox something else. That's the cleaning fluid. OxyClean, Randall. OxyClean.
But here's the guy.
Suing her over the 7 month old.
Doesn't he have a big family to begin with?
He filed for the restraining order against her.
Right.
He has, yes, and his wife of 30 years is suing him for divorce.
Oh, she's leaving him probably over this.
I don't know when it's over. They have seven children, so he has six sons and a daughter in addition to Lucia.
Oh.
Now, the fact is, he is making another movie, quote, How I Spent My Summer Vacation, end quote. Well, I know how he spent the summer vacation, horsing around with Oksana, while his wife has taken care of seven kids in the house who are going all over the place making a nuts. You know, he made that picture, The Passion of the Christ, and he's such a devout Catholic, according to himself, but he's always getting in trouble. Drunk driving, horsing around.
Calling people names.
Calling people, being very, he's anti-Semitic, and he beat up a cop, or he tried to, the cop ended up. So this guy, Mel Gibson, is a little nutsy. Maybe she should go back to Australia, because I think maybe not. From hanging upside down in Australia, the blood goes to your head.
Right, because so it's on the other side,
of the earth.
I know, they're upside down.
And you get a headache.
And that's why they're always happy, though. You know, they're always cooking something on the Barbie.
Well, the Barbie and, you know, who knows?
Jesus. All right. Well, former Vice President Al Gore. He was almost the president. Former Vice President Al Gore. In this situation, he was about to be, but he was not charged with harassment by a masseuse.
Yeah.
After checking into a hotel where he got the massage under an assumed name, Mr. Stone.
Right. Well, the lady masseuse charged Al Gore with harassing her sexually. Making a move, as we used to say in the old days.
Oh, making a move.
And actually proposing to having a hanky-panky.
Yes, hanky-panky, as we say.
But the Multnomah, I think that's how you pronounce it, Multnomah County District Attorney said there was insufficient evidence to support the masseuse's accusations.
Ah, so
now here's a guy checks into the hotel. What is the name of that hotel?
It's got. It sounds like the girl's name.
Yeah,
from
Lucia.
The Hotel Lucia.
A lot of Lucias. That he checks into the Hotel Lucia
as Mr. Stone.
As Mr. Stone, and gets a female masseuse to massage him.
Right.
Now, what has that got to do with his environmental program? I mean, you know.
He was checking the geography.
Well, he was. And a woman said she did not immediately report the incident because she didn't want to ruin her reputation.
As a masseuse.
As a masseuse.
Of course.
And be made into a public spectacle.
Which now we have.
But Gore, and you know, and he announced he and Tipper, his wife of 40
yes,
years,
40
they're
years.
Getting a divorce. I wonder if that she, you know, Tipper couldn't massage him good.
No.
And he went to the masseuse and Tipper got nervous and jealous.
Tipper got tipped off.
And they tipped her.
Right.
And, massage therapist
said he was a lousy tipper.
Well, that's right. And the massage therapist said that he got himself involved in unwanted sexual conduct. Now, the case is not coming. I mean, it's been dropped because they don't want it. But if you're in a hotel and your name is Gore and you're registered Mr. Stone, and you know that's and you go there for a massage and you wanted an abdominal massage, she said, and then I'm not getting into the details.
I think you've done enough damage.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I just tell you when you know when you have that level of notoriety, you know, you and I are, you know, faceless, nameless people, so it doesn't matter. First place, we can't do anything anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully you won't go and check yourself into a hotel as Mr. Stone, but you will stay with us. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with your questions and James's answers. You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them.